Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_com on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show.
One, two. Friend, I'm recording.
Okay.
Second off, I'm going to step away from the mic like this.
Okay.
So nobody won't hear me smacking.
Thank you. This is the Crown Talk Podcast, correct? Appreciate it.
Very, 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 very correct.
Thank you.
Round of applause. There we go. There we go.
Because I'm coming back at 37. Yeah. I know this is the Crown Talk Podcast. We carry our crowns, but you never know, do, bitches. Here I am. Something happened with my mom. She was drinking water. She started choking when I was like, this is what I'm putting on my Facebook. She's like, you have to wait until I swallow the water to say something.
I'm about to say,
like,
you have to give us warnings.
Yes. This is Crown Riri. My friend, Mr. Al Pete, is
what
over
up,
there.
What up? What up?
Enjoying the dish.
Oh, man. Listen. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for saving me.
You're welcome. I don't know. I was about to hungry in my house. And it's only me here. So when I cook for like Jesus and the 12 disciples. So it's like fish out there. So hello. These are my bars.
Free, you coming back fresh now.
I am.
People have birthdays and you know what I'm saying? Go and relax for some time.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, you charged. You charged up for sure.
I am. You are right about that. So, yes, if you have not been on my socials, which I was barely on my socials, but I did a selfcation, which is for me taking a break from myself with myself. And with that, it's just being present, being absent but present at the same time. I really needed it, and I'm happy that I was gone for about 5 days. It was weird because normally I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go home. I was like, oh, well, I'm going home.
You're not ready to come back.
I was not ready to come back.
Wow.
I was actually sad when I had closed the door to the Airbnb. I was like, here we go.
It's over with.
Then I came back in Jacksonville, and they were like, boil your water. And I was like, what? This wasn't happening in Bradenton.
Nope.
I was like, what's going on? But yes, it was nice to get away. And today I wanted to talk about the word solitude because it's very important for us to sit in solitude.
Very important.
I'm a person that likes to have like music around them, and I'm even noticing like when it gets too quiet, I end up playing music. Mm-hmm. And now like I just sit in the quietness. For me, it's maybe like 20 or 30 minutes, which I'm believing as I get continue to do it, maybe longer, but baby steps. But I really experienced that a lot when I was in Bradenton. Number one, I love how the house was set up because all the chargers were like away from the couch. So like if I charged my phone, I couldn't sit on the couch and like scroll through my phone because everything was like a distance away. Mm. Also, the house I got, everything was screened in. So I was outside a lot just sitting and enjoying nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very nice. So yeah, solitude is the word for the Crown Talk Podcast episode, the solitude. So yes, again, first let me just go back and say that the selfcation was actually inspired by Mac Miller, which will be playing his song at the end of the show. My favorite song is called Self Care. So yes, as the lyrics go, I'm treating me right, we gonna be all right. Which sometimes you have to treat yourself as another person to like protect yourself from or protect your own peace. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning that too. Like, I have to protect me because if I'm not good, then like I can't be good to anybody else.
Right.
And we forget that a lot. A lot. So with that, again, I went away for 5 days to Bradenton, Florida, to go to actually Anna Marie Island, which is like 20 minutes away. I picked some place where I knew, like, I didn't know where everything was, but it wasn't something with, like, full of attractions and stuff, because again, I was really looking for solitude, which I really did find. So on top of that, I've been reading a book called Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. He was on the Breakfast Club. He was talking about the importance of just like getting away from our apps and stuff. And that, after reading that book, on top of that, that is one reason why I wanted to just sit in solitude. And I made my mom do it too. And she was like, at the end of the vacation, she was like, you know, even though I'm not like where I would usually be, people are still being taken care of. Like, she realized that even with her absence, people will find a way to take care of those things that she normally takes care of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes we feel like we're just like needed. And it's like, you might be needed on a level one, not like a level four. It's okay if you step away from yourself.
Right.
So, yes. With all that being said, so first I want to talk about what solitude deprivation is. So I'm going to read from my favorite now book, Digital Minimalism, which I'm going to give my friend a copy because we don't like apps on our phones at all.
Yes.
When my friend posted on Facebook, he was like, oh, these socials. My mom was like, what does that mean? And I was like, we don't like social media. We just don't like it. She's like, oh, okay. I was like, we cringe. But we know that that's how we reach out to our listeners, and we understand that. So we're trying to learn how to balance it so it's not draining us.
Right.
But we're using it to our advantage. Right. So, solitude deprivation is a state in which you spend close to zero time alone with your own thoughts and free from input from other minds. So that could actually just be like you not allowing other people, regardless if it's social media or just people in general, put like things in your mind to plant that seed that may not even belong in there.
Right.
So now it's considered like a weed. And then you have to try to like figure out how to pluck that out on top of your own thoughts. Thank you. So... So yeah, that's solitude deprivation. You spend zero time with your own thoughts on top of allowing other thoughts. And the way that the world is set up, and again, I believe everybody's catching up from COVID and the shutdown, we have thoughts on top of thoughts on top of thoughts. We have to know everybody's opinion. Mm-hmm. Every story that we probably were never supposed to hear before. Oh my God. Like every celebrity telling us stuff that we don't want to know. We don't want to know.
Yo, one of the things real quick.
Sure.
A lot of people are talking about therapy online, mm-hmm. and I'm like,
where does it go?
like why? Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you and the therapist need to have that relationship, solitude moment.
Yeah, that's very.
And true. I just feel like a lot of people talk. I'm like, why are y'all talking about therapy online? Like.
Because I wasn't doing it before the therapy.
For one, everybody thinks it's cool to go to therapy.
Yeah.
That's one. I mean, it is cool, but it's more of a trend now.
Yeah.
But then I think people, I just feel like people just really like flaunt that. And I'm just like, that's the time for you to be with your thoughts. And you're bringing somebody into your world.
Right.
Why do you keep.
Bringing others in
there. Yeah, like, and then so, of course, when you talk about therapy, somebody going to have an opinion about it or whatever, and then that's that weed that you said.
Yeah.
It's that thing, it's that, you know what I'm saying?
That's very true. I think anytime I shared about it, I had my solution to it.
Absolutely.
But like you said, I think when people do that, and then like you said, the weed coming in, and then you're going back to your therapist, and you're like, by the way, like some such, and then, okay, right. Yeah, I get it. And then right. It gets derailed from you, because now you're worried about, well, somebody's on social media.
Right.
Got it. That's fair. Yeah.
Right.
I would suggest journaling for that. Just write it down. Yeah. So, another...
yeah, that.
So, Newport also says, for one thing, when you avoid solitude, you miss out on the positive things it brings you, the ability to clarify hard problems, to regulate your emotions, to build moral courage, and to strengthen relationships. If you suffer from chronic solitude deprivation, therefore the quality of your life degrades. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, like, I never heard of, like, moral courage, but I would want that for myself. And for that reason, I would sit in solitude. At least about 20 minutes a day to have that experience. So, yes, I would suggest reading Digital Minimalism. So what I'm going to give you is, it's a really good book, friend. Like, okay. I'm going to, when we take our breaks, I'm going to like do like the 30 day no app thing. And then like come back and pick and choose the apps that works for me.
When are you going to start that?
Whenever we start our break.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's
So you were nervous?
No. I mean, hell, I felt like doing it this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was about to get a head start. But in my mind, I'm like, dog, we got to be online until certain situations occur.
Right. Yes. So I'm keeping that in mind.
Right.
But yes, I think it was like over 100 people did like 30 days of no apps. Some people went back to their apps. Some people did not. But every situation different. Cal Newport does not have any social medias whatsoever. So his perspective is to me, a pure perspective of what he see other or observe others while they're on social media. And it doesn't have to be social media. It could be binge watching, like any type of screen time to just like try to step away from that and then come back refresh and picking and choosing again what works for you, which I have to work on my binge watching. When I was on vacation, I watched 2 shows. That was it. Most of the time I was like reading my book and like being outside. And then I got home and cop on everything. So I'm learning how to balance that myself. So this is the reason why, according to Life Optimizer, why, again, solitude is important. It allowed you to see the bigger picture. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
It helped you synthesize creative ideas. That is very true. Is that when you have ideas when you're in silence?
Yes. For me, traveling, when I go to Orlando, I ride down there just to eat dinner, hang out, really go and just like go to a party and have a good time. But like that travel to Orlando and back, that some of the most quietest moments, some of the most ideals come to my head, some rhymes.
Yeah.
I let God talk to me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy you said that. That's like very important.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to kill the noise. I mean, to really hear anybody of importance to you. You know what I'm saying? Like to really gravitate to like positive thoughts and stuff is very important. So like for me, traveling. And I cut on the podcast, but it'd be playing in the background.
Yeah. Like I'm learning how to like to zoom out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that zooming out is like very important.
I love that. Yes. In silence, you can hear God speak. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in God, so I agree.
Amen.
And then you also have like your crowd moments when you're reflecting on other things. I did that a lot. Yeah. When I was sitting by the pool, I would just brag about this. But I was like, I'm so grateful that I find myself worthy to be in the situation that I'm in where I'm going for 5 days and everything is paid for and everything is good. And I think like maybe like 5 years ago, I'd be like, do what? Go where? Like, I can't do that. I can't do that. I did it. It was wonderful. But it was in a silent moment I realized that. Maybe that was like God talking to me and just realizing like, you're worthy of these great things.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
I was like, me? He was like, sis, it's you. I was like, okay, yeah.
Go and have that. Here you go.
Here you go. Which I had a conversation with God. I was like, we need to do this like every 3 months. And he was like, let's see what I can do. Baby step, little baby. Baby steps. I said, I'll see why my team lead be gone once a week. I told her that to her face. She was like,
Absolutely.
Also, sitting in solitude of silence, it helps you be proactive and not reactive. I think everybody should take that away. Especially when you get on social media and be reactive and not proactive. And you can't take anything back once you are reactive.
So when it comes to social media, being proactive is really just being in solitude. Just like not being on that at all.
At all.
Like, and a lot of people would be like, where's so-and-so? They're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's being proactive to me when it comes to social media.
Yeah, because like sometimes I'd be like, ooh, I would tweet this. I'd be like, I'm good. If I say it out loud, I'm fine.
I forgot what day it was for me. Because I've been on it today.
Mm-hmm.
not heavy, but I've been back since like Friday.
Okay.
But I only jumped on because I had my podcast to promote. I set it up to where the Book and Bloom would go out.
Thank you.
D, shouts out to D. His stuff coming out. So it's like, I was like, let me make sure I be on it now. But in that time, like, man, being off that shit is definitely proactive.
It is.
Like,
I enjoyed my break. Because when I got back, I was like, I'll be back later. Because the stuff that I was like scrolling and seeing, I was just like, you know, bless them. Awesome. Going back to my business.
Yeah, I just didn't. I got irritated.
I do that too.
That's why I asked you about the app thing, because my mind, I was like, man, I'm finna remove these things.
Well,
now
one of the things that you spoke about was like maybe not having the apps on your phone, like using them like only on your computer.
Yeah,
which to me,
when you said that recently, when you said that about a week or two ago, that's when I was like,
yeah.
Let's go hit them and remove these now.
Oh, it's coming soon.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming soon.
It's coming soon. Yeah, because I actually like using Twitter from my laptop more than my phone.
Yeah.
I know like once I close my laptop, or me myself, I created my Bloom Room where I have like the all-in-one computer where I don't have to walk around the house with it. So when I told you, like when I go in there for like 2 hours, after that, I'm good. I've done everything. Yeah. My laptop is like in my living room. I'm in my room reading a book.
Right.
So like you have to like maneuver it that works good for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh, I can post on Instagram from my computer. Shut it down. Oh, okay. I'm going about my day.
Yep.
So yeah, yes, it helps you to be proactive, not reactive. Again, whatever you put out on social media, you cannot take it back.
Mm-hmm.
You can erase it, you can delete it, somebody will find it. Especially when you become successful.
Absolutely.
It will later go down the archive, down
absolutely.
To the basement.
Absolutely.
Down to before Christ.
Right. And pull that thing
they will
right
find
up.
It.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And question, and don't even care about your growth at all. Yes. So my recommendation is again centered around solitude. One of them is turn off certain phone notifications. I'm working on that. I unsubscribe to at least, I would say about 10 or 15 emails. I don't read these things. Mm. It just keep coming to my phone every day.
Mm.
And Google charges you like $20 for extra storage. So
right.
It's probably like 1.99, but still.
Still, I'm like, still.
I unsubscribe to half of these, I probably have more storage. So I did that.
Mm.
That was good. So those notifications will come in. I'm also working on other things, just like not get the pop-up on my phone. I just have to see whenever I log in. So I'm working on that myself. Be selective on social media. Me and Mr. Pete was talking about that. In the Digital Minimalism book, it says, you have to ask the question, how are you going to use technology going forward to maximize the value and minimize the harm? That's awesome by itself.
Mm.
My friend's making the emoji face.
Yes.
Yes. So when you're on social media, just think about that. And again, think about that when you're being more proactive than reactive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you posting for the harm of it or for the value of it?
Right.
So, yeah. Also, in the book, it also talks about how Mark Zuckerberg is a millionaire and he don't even be on social media like that. So, therefore, that alone. But we're over here scrolling all day.
On his app.
On his app. Helping him make money with ads and everything else. Yeah. Awesome book. I'm going to get you a copy. And so, talk about like not liking people's posts because it minimizes the conversation that you have with them in person. I was like, that's true. Because if you tell me something, I'd be like, I saw it on Facebook. I'm good. In a polite way.
And it kills the conversation.
It really does.
Yeah.
Because my mom posts all the time. I saw it on Facebook. So I'm good. She's like, well, did you? You put it in the group chat. Mom, I got it.
Yeah.
Also, allocate time for reflection. I do it in the morning for about 15 to 20 minutes. I just reflect on whatever I'm doing. I also write a to-do list. I'm really good at like doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't make a list by 12:30, I'm lost. So yes, allocate time for reflection. Sit in silence. It is okay. You will be fine. You'll probably be more just inspired to do something. Again, if you're not doing that, then you could be like degrading your life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why. Yeah. So yes, so that is the word for this episode is the solitude. Do not be afraid to sit in silence. More than likely you're going to hear something anyway, but just embrace it. I heard so much nature stuff when I was in the Airbnb, because it was like the cul-de-sac, but it was like birds and owls and stuff. I just embraced it because I knew I was protected by the screen. I was like, I am protected. My mom was like, I'm waiting for somebody to come by with like a machete and be like, are you guys okay?
Are you serious? Come yeah. on. So the backyard, was it like woods and...
Where's my phone? I'll show you. It was more like the Florida leaves, like the big palm trees, the small palm trees, like everything. It was really nice.
Yeah.
So yeah. But embrace it. I came back and I was like, I just felt like so refreshed and renewed.
Yeah.
Sometimes being in Duval is a little bit draining. My notification for my ring kept going off about my neighborhood or the neighborhood around me and crime and everything. I was like, ugh. So I paused that notification. I was like, I don't
want to see that. Yeah, for sure.
But yes, it's very, very important. And on top of that, why would you not want to hear God's voice or God speaks to you? On top of
anything, I don't know. I think a lot of people are
scared. I can see that.
Yeah, a lot of people scared to hear what God might tell them. And I'm sure if they hear what God tell them, it's going to be like what they already know they should be doing.
Yeah.
So that could be scary, man.
But you don't want nobody else to say what God told me to tell you. And that'd be wrong, too.
Because you're going to immediately like look away, from, you know, not think about the fact that person came in. And God might have told that person to tell you that.
Yes, that's true, too.
And it might be an actual fact, but...
To get confirmation.
Right. But you're so engulfed in what's going on with everything and everybody else to where you miss like the blessing for yourself.
Yes.
And sometimes the blessings for yourself, man, it comes to you, you know, when you're, quiet.
Yeah.
When it's all about you.
That's how I started my podcast. It was in silence. Yep. Both of them. Yeah. And then that's how I got Crown Talk and the Crown Moment. It was in silence. Which, again, you don't have to sit in silence for like 8 days. We're just saying like take like 15 or 20 minutes out of your day.
Yeah, it can definitely start off small. Like, I mean, it's just a habitual thing that you can develop. Like, yes. You know, the first thing we do, we wake up in the morning, we pick up our phone. Instead of picking up your phone, just go outside and like breathe for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then pick up your phone. And then... But be in tune with yourself and understand like that breathing might be different. And then just noticing, just doing something different in the morning would just change like your whole, your whole thought process about the whole day or just your whole life. So it's just little small steps. It's not, we're not sitting here saying
meditate for 45
minutes. I mean, the way time moves these days, it's hard to dedicate even 30 minutes to an activity.
Yes, because we're still learning how to sit in our field.
Yeah, absolutely. Go listen to that episode.
Yes, please. No. Yeah, I'm learning how to stop taking my phone out when I take King out in the backyard. And that's because one time I was trying to get the leash on and I hit him in the head with my phone. And I was like, I'm doing too much.
Damn.
He was looking at me like, sis,
why? What you doing? What you doing?
And I don't know if you ever heard like a dog whine, but it'll stay with you like for the whole day. Mm-hmm. So yes. Do not be afraid to sit in solitude. So that is the episode. Again, thank you so much for pressing play. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you, friend, for your voice message. I'm going to use it on my mixtape.
Yes.
Thank
God I was being... Well, usually I don't care if I'm asleep or whatever. I'm going to come on and be like, hey, it's your birthday.
I definitely appreciate it. Thank you again just for pressing play. Please check out crownwomans.com. I just did a book review on the Midnight Library, which I always read books on time. The book itself is about taking your regrets and actually making them into potential and reminding me personally that as long as I'm living, I have potential to do anything and everything that I want to do. So please go check that out. Please check out Digital Minimalism. I feel like everybody should at least read the book if they're not even going to practice the things. It's just very knowledgeable about screens in general and the importance of just being in silence and being with nature and just sitting and listening to whatever voice that you honestly need to hear. And me and my friend's term is God's voice. However, everybody serves different or however. So, yes. So, please go check out crownwells.com. Check out MrAlpeets.com. Mm-hmm. All the links are there for all his...
everything.
Things, everything that he everything. Does. Everything. Everything he does.
Everything.
So, yes. In closing, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, again, about self-care. It's Mac Miller. I was so sad when he passed away. I was like, I think I was sad for like a week, probably longer. Mm-hmm. Wonderful person. Love this song. And yeah. So thank you again for pressing play. Check out crownwells.com and we're out of here. Thank you.
Be great, y'all. Yeah. I switched to town, so what do I know? Spending nights hitchhiking, where will I could fly home with my eyes closed, but it get kinda hard to see. There's no surprise though, and you can find me. I ain't hiding. I don't move my feet when I be gliding. I just slide it and then I roll up. Yeah, well, climbing over that wall. I remember, yes, I remember, yes, I remember it all. Swear to hype. Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. Hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Peets. Please visit MrAlPeets.com and MPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Peets podcast and other cool adults in the MPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownWells.com. Please follow CrownWells_COM on Instagram and CrownWells Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.